Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Jehovah, for he has done so very much. consegue chamar isso.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. Father, once again, we want to thank you for today. We give you praise, we give you glory. We thank you for wonderful things you have in store for us today. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. And I can also see that you are very ready for Christmas. You are very, 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 very ready for Christmas. This is going to be one of the best Christmases. You may not have chicken, but you have chicken. You will be blessed, I tell you. This Christmas will be a good Christmas. You will have miracles. You will have breakthroughs. You will hear things that you need to hear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Those who believe have started believing. Amen. Shall we take our seats? Last week. Where's the lady? Who has the testimony? It's a lady. She's called what? Linda Kumi. Linda Kumi. I hear. Who is Linda Kumi? Ah, this is Linda Kumi. Okay. You had a testimony last week. Come and tell us what happened. Beche senior is here. Today she's a star. May your testimony make you a star in Jesus' name.
But dance the game
more. Yes, and they see
here. Wednesday, no. May the Mibani call way more 2 year girl get a baby.
I have a
2 year. Made the new call way, baby. You are both.
I have a 2 year old baby. I took her for weighing, and then she's been coughing.
Yeah. No, oh, boy, sir. My name is Nyeye. My papa can say, I'm going to go to hospital. I'm sure. I go to hospital, sir. The hospital no na dosu.
My dad advised that we take her to the hospital, and I told my dad that we've been taking her to the hospital, and it's too much. So
he said, the baby's dad. And yes, I know, for sure.
Yes. I mean, okay. The baby's dad.
Mm-hmm. Auntie.
Auntie, Sunday, no. Not August, but Sunday, no. Obi catch him, he says, oh, boy, I'm not stopping naturally now. Obi blended Huintani Akakedru.
Well, somebody advised that if your baby is coughing and you want to stop the cough, you have to blend some herbs and then it will stop the cough.
Watch out, me blended Bina Sunday, midi share me yam, say, me bana me didn't call Sunday school na ye ponwa.
So I blended the herbs and I brought it to church with the intention that if I see her coughing again, I will give her that herbs to drink. When I came to church, Bishop had a direction from God that we should take the communion and it will bring healing to us.
Point of contact.
When I took the communion, I told God that I'm using myself as a point of contact for my
daughter.
So I took the communion and I told God that you should use me as a point of contact to touch my daughter.
Pastor, Sunday school by and basin on more what be.
Since we took that communion, we
are you sitting down?
She's never come
again. Give the Lord a shout.
Consent for Siema Yesu. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I'm standing
take here with seat. All gratitude to God.
I want near one bishop, so I am a minimum
for what he used bishop to do in my life.
God bless you. God bless you. Put your hands together for her. So last week when I came, I told you I had two words from God, isn't it?
Now,
I thought about the healing and I thought about distribution of money. What I realized is that many of you believe the healing. And there have been a lot of testimonies with the healing. She wanted to give the testimonies. I told her because of time, we'll do it another time. Because we have another program this afternoon. A lot of testimonies. If only you had believed the envelopes, you'd be giving a testimony today. But you didn't believe that one. You see? So I will see what I will do. Amen.
Amen.
Good. It's good to be thankful. It's good to have a thankful heart and show appreciation to God for everything God does for you. God needs us to be thankful to Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalm 104, it says that enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. You see, you want to enter into God's courts. You want to enter into God's gates. You know, because sometimes you want to go into a place, but the place is closed. And the gate must open. The doors must open. Many of us, we need to enter certain places. But the gates are shut. But you see, every gate is under the gate of God. So if God's gate is open for you, then no gate can be shut to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that it's not easy to break through in life? It is not so easy to break through in life. And God is in the heavens. And there are other layers of heavens before you get to God. So before you enter into God's gates, you must have passed through the heavens. And the heavens over us can be very some way. Hallelujah. The heavens over us can be very some way. Look at Deuteronomy 28. I'm preaching a very important message. Today, he said that the sky over your head will be bronze. The sky over your head will be bronze. And the ground beneath you, iron. If the sky over you is bronze, and the ground beneath you is iron, how can you break through? How can you break through? Because you can't go up, you can't go down. Even if God opens His doors and the blessings are coming, they will come and meet some iron concrete layer and they cannot break through it. So you need that thing is removed. So, And the Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust. That's another one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the sky over you is like that, you need a breakthrough. And one of the ways to break through is to learn to open the gate of God. Is to learn to go into the court of God. Do you know that if there's traffic on the way,
traffic
and a lot of cars are in traffic, there can be a car that can come and not join the traffic. Even the police people will open the barrier for them.
Police crumble barrier
and probably even salute them. Why?
Dainty.
Because they'll be coming either with a siren.
Either somebody who never.
Or they'll be coming with a motorcade.
And I'm with the motor.
And you have a certain authority.
I
know a brother. He lives somewhere and the traffic is very, very wild. So he has gone to see the police. And he has had an agreement with the boss there that please instruct your men. Every morning when they see me on the shoulder, they shouldn't arrest me. He knows himself, he's laughing. They shouldn't arrest me. But he always gets to work late. He has a certain pass to go. Now, whatever the heavens are above you, you can have heaven immunity. As we have diplomatic immunity, you can have angelic sirens. that can go ahead of you and arrest anything that will want to stop your blessings and that will make the heavens over you to be hard. And that is when you are able to enter into the presence of God. And how do you enter? He says that enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving and praise is very important. Giving thanks and praising God is very important. Last week, I told you it brings you the perpetual presence of God on you. It gives you a perpetual atmosphere of the presence of God. That is why David saw and instituted thanksgiving.
Now David, who here or Kase no, Nasia de Senya Bibia, Embra or Hasi.
And praises. So in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46.
Nehemiah 12:46,
the custom of having choir directors to lead the choirs in hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God began long ago in the days of David and Asaph.
Why?
Because David saw the importance of thanksgiving, making him to enter into the presence of God. And you can do whatever you want to do. You can say whatever you want to say. But if you are outside of the presence of God and outside of the court of God, it is not beneficial. You need to be in his presence so that when you talk, he will hear. And that is why you need to go with praises. You need to go with thanksgiving. One of the reasons why we allow the choirs to sing, it's not because maybe we want them to sing for singing's sake. Because we know that God enjoys it. He enjoys the praises of his people. We know that God inhabits it. And we know that if God is there, you don't need to speak for long. If God is actually around and you speak for even 5 minutes, things will happen. But when there's no presence of God and you talk for even 48 hours, nothing will happen. That is why it's better to spend more time invoking the presence of God. That is why, let me tell you, when you see the sweet influence singing,
sweet influence,
Dinah singing, Georgina singing, fresh oil singing, sweet melody singing, amazing praise singing. Don't think we are just singing as a formality. We are singing to bring the presence of God. I know that it's important. That's why we say, mega guys, prepare, come and sing.
Say, mega guys, mu,
so church, from today, and I know I've seen that you are not like that, so I want to encourage you that continue what the way you do it. That see it as part of the worship. As part of entering into the presence of God. Don't say to yourself, when are they going to finish so that the word will come? What is the use of the word if the presence of God is not there? It will become the letter. The letter. And the Bible said, the letter killeth. But when the presence of God is there, even if what I'm saying doesn't make sense to you, you feel that something has happened to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every, and also in your personal life, always enter into his courts. That is when Jesus Christ, the disciples went to Jesus and they asked him, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. The first thing Jesus taught them in praying is to be, make sure they are in the presence of God. Make sure they have entered into his courts. So he said, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, praise him, thank him, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallowed be thy name.
Osu dihunte.
Because you see, before you pray,
ansa na obebom paye no.
Thank him.
Ese undanase.
Thank him.
Ese undanase.
Can you imagine somebody gave you something very important?
So be cha obi bia
very valuable. Very important, very valuable. And then you didn't say anything.
No one cash you.
Then the next time he met you,
no,
you are asking him for another thing. What do you think the person will think of you? The person will say, what do you mean? I have done this for you. You have not even said thank you. And you have come to ask again. That is why Jesus said the first thing to do in prayer is to learn to thank God. Hallow his name. And then other versions say, for thine is the kingdom. End by also thanking him. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. It's like you start with thanksgiving and you end with thanksgiving. It makes me to see that God really appreciates it when people appreciate him. That is why all the glory must be to God. Because only he is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:11 says thou art worthy, O God, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So God really loves us, or loves it, when we praise him. So let us learn to be thankful so that we can always stand in the presence of God. We can always stand in the courts of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, do you know why many people are anxious? Many people are anxious because they don't know how to thank God. Anxiety is a sign that you don't appreciate what God can do or has done in your life. Because you see, we thank God for things that are about to happen, not only for things that he has done. We don't only thank God for what he has done, but we thank him for what he is going to do. That is why he said, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. In everything, by prayer and thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. So when you are able to, you don't have the thing, but you are thanking the person. It changes your attitude. It changes the way you think. Suddenly you see that there will be a smile on your face. Your whole constitution will change. And that is how the blessings come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if God said be anxious for nothing, he means it. But learn to be thankful. So that anxiety, the spirit of anxiety would disappear from your life. It's not that people are not, you see, being not the lack, not the absence of anxiety doesn't mean that you don't think. It only means that you have handed it over to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, today, finally, thanksgiving as a form of warfare. Actually, everything we have said shows that thanksgiving gives you a breakthrough. But thanksgiving will also help you to defeat your enemy. No matter the problem you face. That is why when you come to church and let's say the praise and worship is going on,
praise and worshiper,
try and learn to forget about your problems. And dance. Look, me, when I come to church, no matter what is happening, honestly, I forget about everybody. And when it's God, I decide to concentrate on God. Because I know that it is only when I thank God that I can defeat my enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come to praise and worship is going on, don't just sit down. It is a time of warfare. It's a time of defeating the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so that is why sometimes you even need to hold your friends and hands. Maybe something may be weighing down on your friend. He or she may be going through a certain kind of problem. Tell the person, let's dance together. It is as well as saying that let me lay my hands on you. Because you are teaching the person to break through. Let's worship together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why praise and worship leaders are very important.
Praise and worship
because they can also support the service, you will not be happy. But let's thank God together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second Chronicles 20. Did you hear 20? I see you getting your visa in the name of Jesus. It means the international anointing is coming. 2 Chronicles 21 to 2. 1 and 2 first. We'll be in the whole of the list, but we'll just be taking some verses. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of
Ammon
and with them beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Look, the Christian life is full of battles. You will never stop fighting. As a Christian, you will never stop fighting. He says, I build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail. So far as we are children of God, Satan will always try to come against us. The battle will never end. But the good news is that Satan will never prevail against you. He will come, but he will never prevail. So the devil, if you like, came against the children of God to battle. Because the Ammonites and the Moabites and all those knights are the demons and the spirit that are fighting the children of God. Who here are represented by Jehoshaphat? So Jehoshaphat is like the children of God. And the Moabites and the Ammonites are the problems against you. They came against him to battle. And they came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. I mean, they came to tell Joshua, Charlie, the problems that are coming against you is not easy at all. And they said, and behold, they be in Hazazantoma.
Hazazantoma.
Any Hazazantomaic demon that is trying to affect your life, we neutralize him in the name of Jesus. Hazazantoma seems to be like a location that people meet.
Hazazantoma as a baby and
to plan battles against you. He says that behold, they be in Hazazantoma.
Hazazantoma.
It's not easy. Which is at Engedi.
I was angry.
So in other words, there was a battle planned against Jehoshaphat.
Oh, my dream plan, so many Jehoshaphat.
Nobody here should deceive yourself.
Men that down.
As you are getting to 2019.
I echo 2019.
There's a battle planned against you.
Akumbi wo ho.
There are so many things planned against you.
You may be brave.
But fear not.
Nansu mensro.
Tell your friend, fear not. Verse 14. Let's jump to 14.
Verse 14.
Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zachariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mataniah. Listen, a Levite of the sons of
Asaph.
Do you remember
Asaph?
What did I say about Asaph?
I say
this word. Praise and worship were what?
Any David.
Became a custom in the days of David and Asaph. So it seemed to me that the children of Asaph, they really carried on that spirit of praise and worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says, the Levites of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. It didn't come on any other people. The Asaph who instituted praise and worship, the Spirit of the Lord came upon his children. And he said, "Hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat." And today I want to tell you, how can ye all you, whoever you are, how can ye, hallelujah,
amen,
thou sayeth the Lord unto thee, thou sayeth the Lord unto thee, be not afraid. Hey,
hey,
these guys have gathered against us in battle. And you said, be not afraid, nor be dismayed. In other words, don't be anxious. Don't fret. Don't give up. Be not be afraid. Some of you are afraid of
2019.
The way things are going. Very soon you may have to pay school fees of a certain amount of money.
And tell you school fees be.
Very soon.
And Chebi, I will go to ya. Oh, Ufie Ra Kabi. In 2019, Ebe, who see Ebium? It's not go to ya and Kabi Bri. When and Yanko point catcher,
that said the Lord unto you.
When and Yanko point catcher,
be not be afraid. Don't be anxious. Listen, by reason of the great multitude. Don't be afraid because of the people against you. Don't be afraid because of the unknown. Don't be afraid because of what is said against you. Don't be afraid. Tell your friend, say, don't be afraid. I don't know the mountain you are facing. I don't know the sort of people who are set against you. But tell your friend, don't be afraid. If the person doesn't say anything, you say, please, I beg you, tell me something. Say, fear not. Say the person, I need you to tell me that I shouldn't be afraid. Tell the person, I need you to tell me. Tell me, fear not.
Hey.
By reason, you see, you are always afraid because of something. You say, by reason of the great multitude. And this is where I like, say, for the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. I say the battle is not yours. But God, I'm here to tell somebody today that in 2019, you are not going to fight the battles on your own. God is going to fight for you as he has done of old in the name of Jesus. The battle is not yours. Why are you so anxious? Why are you so afraid? Are you the one going to fight?
Preach it.
Are you the one going to open the doors? He said the battle is not yours. But God's. Then you go to 21.
Yeah, 21, so.
It's not yours, but God.
But God.
Then listen. After he gave them advice. Then the king, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, you see, if the battle, you see, so he said, the battle is not yours, but God. Then he told them what to do. So you see how the battle became God's battle. And not your battle. And I like it when God is fighting for me.
Hey.
Look, you people, the fighting you think you are fighting, you are not fighting. You are doing shadow busking. Not shadow busking. Shadow busking.
Bible saying,
all this while, the things you have been fighting, you'll be shocked that they are not the things to fight. They are not the problem. Because see, this battle, it is not an unusual battle. It's unusual. It is not fought with flesh and blood. It is not fought with human ideas. It is fought in the realm of the spirit. So when the Spirit of God came on the sons of
Asaph,
they saw in the realm, and they saw how the battle was going to be. So when he had consulted with the people, he appointed generals. Is that what he, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed generals. Are you sure? When he had considered the people, he ordered for some military hardware.
Oh.
Are you serious? Are you reading your Bible? But there's a war. And the people are coming against us. And we need to go and fight them, isn't it? We need to go and fight against them. So, first of all, I have to consult with which kind of people? The generals. And I don't need to consult with this type. I need to consult the five-star generals. The field marshals. I need to consult them. Say, so, the people, you see, where they are, they call it Hazazantoma. This Hazazantoma, how are we going in at Engidi? How are we going to defeat them? Then they will draw a plan.
A plan be
we need to land here.
CNC, I say.
There's no sea here, so we need to go from the forest. And we will see that we'll draw a war plan. So Jehoshaphat was a wise man. So he called the generals and consulted with them. And he said, we need some F-16 fighters. We need surface-to-surface missiles. Wow. Air to earth to surface. Wow. We don't know. We only know God as our shield. All this military hardware and things, we are not used to it. They said, look, we need submarine. Because for Hazazantoma, a submarine must stand somewhere to throw some cruise missiles.
Hey!
When he had consulted with the people, can you imagine 2018 we are going to war? And as I consulted, I'm going to call my generals for the battle. By generals for the battle. General Rubin. Where General Rubin?
My friend Rubin. Hey, Zakwe.
I am going to
give
the Moabites.
Me kwa for you.
And this is the guy I'm calling.
Now wait, Georgina, so
Field Marshal
Dinah.
Field Marshal Dinah.
My friend been paying
for me.
And then let's welcome all our five-star generals, the sweet melodies. Let them stand. Let's see them. Hey!
Sweet melodies for you. So
I'm appointing those who are going to war. He said that when he consulted, when he appointed singers, we are going to war. Look, I have the elite forces. The Navy SEALs.
Yes, a sweet influence for you.
Are we serious?
Osha, any abre? Oje se any abre?
And some
fruits
have
done that. Enkrofo asrafo abasom babekun. Hwe enkrofo mo jine jina ha. Hwe enkrofo mo jine jina ha sei. Hazazantoma.
At Hazazantoma, look at the
Hazazantoma.
Hey. Have you, who are the special forces who went to remove this man from his home? Osama bin Laden, that's the Navy SEALs. The SEALs. But they have the Green Beret. Which are the Green Beret? The Airborne Force, they are the Green Beret. Let's welcome the Green Beret, the sweet, what do you call them? Mega Guys. I say Mega
Guys.
Ah!
Hey!
And then we say that We want the ground forces. Then when they come, they come and spoil everything that the enemy has done. So let's welcome the amazing praise choir.
Amazing praise choir.
Hey! Look at them. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce that these are the forces we are going to use to defeat the enemy who has gathered against us. Do we have any hope?
General,
this is General Mosquito. General Mosquito. Spiritual. I hear this one is a drone. Hey! When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Now they have told them the battle is not yours. And then you know something. Even there's a certain group they put there. You know they have people they call reconnaissance. They regiment. They go first to survey the area. And they will tell you where to pass. And those people they can live with you, you don't know that they are there. They are like spies. And you know who they are. Shall we welcome the dancing stars?
Dancing stars.
Hey. Charlie, have you seen that we are actually revealing our weapon? We are revealing our weapons. It doesn't make sense, isn't it? I mean, the guy, even the name Hazard Santo. Hey! Look at the people we are going to fight. You see, and when you are consulted with the people, with our drones,
any drone,
he appointed singers unto the Lord. And as they went out before the army, and to say, we are like the normal army, and these guys are leading us. So they are going and we are following them. 1st Battalion, we are following them with our guns. And our guns are like, Tia, bro, friend. All our guns are old. We didn't have money to buy ammunition and all this. And the people are many. And then we are following them.
Like that.
And then the singers are singing. Praise the Lord! For his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, praise the Lord! For his mercy endureth forever. They started singing. Oh yeah, Mechem, Mekatabo. Oh yeah, Mechem, Mekatabo. Oh yeah, Mahu, yeah, Mukwa, Mukwera, hey, this is where you're going, you know. And the people have sent their guns and things against them like that. They are looking at them, and the guys are dancing in front of them. Hey. Hey, this is our spiritual drone. Wow. This one, one blast. When they started singing praises, his mercies endure, and they began to sing and to praise, like we do in the mornings when we come, like we do in the middle of sermon when we come, like as I'm being now. When they decided to sing, listen to what happened. The Lord set an ambushment
May the Lord set an ambushment against every spirit which is set against you in 2019 in the name of Jesus. The Lord set an ambushment. What is an ambushment? Amma, what is an ambushment? Amma, come and tell me. What is an ambushment? Maybe the interpreter is not telling us the right thing. What did you say?
Asrafo.
The Lord set an ambushment against the children of Ammon.
People hiding.
Oh. You see. Inkrofobi momate.
She didn't go to a good school. She went to Wesley Girls. It's not a good school. A surprise attack. You know, say, you have ambushed me. You are going somewhere. The person ambushes you when the least expected. The Lord set an ambushment against them. The children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. You see, in 2019, there are going to be surprises, 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 surprises. Hey! The enemy shall just look right and there's a surprise. Look left and there's a surprise. For the Lord shall set an ambushment against the Moabites and meet every enemy against your life. Hey, that's what I've said. Look, as for the enemies, make you no fear them. Make you no fear the enemy. After all, without an enemy, you cannot have a food on your table. Because he will set a table before for me in the presence of my enemy. So as for the enemies, make you no fear. Make you no fear. What you should be concerned about are the ambushment. Hey! Look, the Lord knows how to fight his battles. He knows how to fight his battles. But you see, he said that he set singers. That's when you come to church and the singers are singing, they are ministering, praise and worship is going on. Be part of it! You'll be surprising your enemy. And God will set ambushment. And Bible says, God set an ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. May all the enemies set against you be smitten. The Bible said they shall come against you in one way, but they shall flee in seven ways with their tails between their thighs, running like that, because the Lord shall send an ambushment against them in the name of Jesus. But how did they do it? He set singers. In other words, God said, look, when you praise me, then I come down. Then when I come down, the Bible said, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. When he comes, he doesn't need to talk. As soon as they see, you see, the enemies are there. As soon as they see that God is arising, you are in your room. You may cry small, but instead of crying, even in the midst of the crying, then you are singing some nice, positive music. Nice, positive music. Thanking the Lord. The Lord, I may not know how, I may not know why I find myself here, but I want to say that you are my God. You will never leave nor forsake me. I trust you and I thank him for everything. Can you imagine? I said today we have set singers. We are setting a trap for our enemy. The worst mistake they made was to make you come to church today. And you know the worst of all. You know the worst of all is to make you come to church next Sunday. Hey! The worst for him, but the best of all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say Sunday. Even today they are not there. But what about Sunday? As for Sunday, dear, we shall make mincemeat of everything.
Wedding coming my mind. Oh,
I see the Lord setting a trap. I see some ambushment happening. So, God willing, Sunday. It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Come and let us set some ambushment against the enemy. For 2019 is going to be your best year.
2019,
and it will not end with 2019. It's going to be the beginning of 10 times more of every blessing you have received. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you all the glory. Sabibi was in the trap. And open heavens this morning, today. You came here with a desire. You have come here with a problem. The Moabites came following you. All those guys came. But today you are living here. You are leaving your enemies in confusion. You are leaving your enemies behind. And you are setting yourself up for victory. Just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord.
Ah, ejaye you are here. Ejaye you are here.
Thank you. Lord, we thank you.
We bless you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
Ejaye dawase. Ejaye
for what you have done and for what you are going to do. We thank you for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We thank you for everything. And we commit everything onto your hands, Lord. We give you praise.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
We give you praise.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
We give you praise.
Yes.
We give you praise.
Yes.
Kabashakata.
Hallelujah.
Somebody somewhere, just give him praise. Just give him praise. For the Lord shall set an ambushment against your enemies. All those that are set against you, the Lord himself shall rise on your behalf. But the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. Learn to let the Lord fight your battles for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
an ambushment. I hear the Lord saying, that they came against you one way, but they are fleeing again, they are fleeing from you. You shall not see them again. You shall not see them again. You shall not see them again. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, just praise his name. Just thank him. Yes. Yes. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. In the name of Jesus. Stand still and see what the Lord is going to do for you. We thank you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Yes. He says, he having the praises of it. Yes, touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord.
Yes,
yes.
We give you praise.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We give you praise, Lord.
Yes.
We give you praise, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
it's here.
We give you praise.
Lift up your hand and praise the name of Jesus. Come on. Labo sakata bro shekata bayaba laba. Yes. 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 Hey. Brothers, yes, please. Lift up your hands, everybody. Just sing the song with us. I see that. I see angels all over the place. The Lord said. The Lord said. You have said what I wanted to say. Come on. Yes. 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 Up your hands, everybody. Receive that touch of the Lord. Yes. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Yes. 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 And the Lord said, an ambushment. Bring her to me. Bring her to me. Bring her. Don't. To me, please don't rush. Just bring it to me today. Everybody, close your eyes. You are not the one I'm praying, but just concentrate. I cannot hear myself here. I wonder how they hear themselves here. Oh yes, look at her. 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 Lift up your hand and serve the Lord. For he set an ambushment. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. You are free. You are free. You are free from today. You are free from today. Those of you at the back, I can't even hear myself. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Kabasana bashakata balama. You are free. You are free. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus. Jesus. Please take her to the front. Take her to the front. Anybody who you feel the Lord is touching you, just come. Just come to the front. If I prayed for you, just take them. Oh, yes, touch this one too. Touch this one. Among the gods. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is. Yes. 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 Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Take it. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Among the gods, among the
touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Jesus. Jesus. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yes. look at them. Oh Jesus, thank you, 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 Lord, thank you, thank you,
Jesus,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, for this one, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not yours. It's not yours from today. The battle is not yours from today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kebos salaba shikata yaneva. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord.
Everything within about you is
great. Lift up your hand and receive a touch of the Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Where is she? Yes. 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 Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
We thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you. Just take your seat wherever you are. Thank you, Father. He inhabits the praises of his people. And as the singers fled, he said an ambushment. I wish I could pray for everybody. Because I feel his presence here. And he's come to do so much here today. You are not living the same as you came. At the back, you are not living as you came. At the back, you are not living as you came. In front, you are not living as you came. Wherever you are seated, you are not living as you came. In the name of Jesus, amen. But we can help them to take their seats. We can help them take their seats. Wow. Oh. I see your enemies scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. See enemies scattering. Helter skelter. In the name of Jesus. Wow. Somebody is going to laugh.
Amen.
Somebody is going to laugh again. I just heard that laughter. Somebody is going to laugh again.
Hey!
The place you start to cry, they're going to sit there again and laugh.
Hallelujah.
Somebody will come and tell you something.
Hey,
it will be something you went through, which almost destroyed your life. But you shall laugh as you be talking to the person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, shall we take our seats? But you know what? I have come to believe that God always fights when there is praise and worship. When there is thanksgiving, He always does things.
Hallelujah.
I'm not surprised at what He's doing.
Amen.
If today is your first time of coming, I want you to come. If you also want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to come. So those of you, how many brought somebody to church today? You brought somebody to church today, give me a wave. You brought somebody to church today, give me a wave. Hey, let me see. Bring them here. If today is your first time of coming, I want you to come. If you also want to give your life to Jesus, and we want God to forgive you of your sins, I want you to come here right now quickly. Quickly. They will just write your name quickly, and you can go and eat and come for the service. You brought somebody to church. You came on your own for the first time today. You know, Christmas time, a lot of people travel. But this Christmas, try and chop it here. Don't go to anywhere. Try and chop it here. In the name of Jesus. Quickly. Now, don't worry. Don't write any names. You come. Please, take your bags. Take your everything, including those who are bringing them. Take your bags, including those who invited them. Take your bag. Take your money. Take your everything. Take your bag. Take your money. Take your everything, including those who are coming with them. Yes. God bless you. Now, those of you here,
we
want to welcome you to church. Those of you visited for the first time. Now, those of you who came to give your life to Christ, it's a good decision you are taking. Those who came for the first time, it's a good decision you are taking. But I want to make a general prayer. And then after that, all of you, including those who came with you, will take you to a place. They'll write the names and everything. And then from there, you can go and eat and come for the carols night. Say this to me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to die for my sins. And today, as I receive him,
I know
that my sins
are washed away.
Dear Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth
from today
that Jesus
is Lord.
Thank you
that from today
I am yours
and you are mine
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.